Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
It's all the tar standing by. We'll take color 9 8 4 4 9 9 9. Ola, and you'll play profile this in minutes. But first, Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Thrillhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast 57-year-old James Scott of Glasgow, Scotland.
I like Skirtland.
Skirtland. I would go to Skirtland.
It is Scotland.
Scotland.
Yeah, good boy. Yeah, Kiltland.
Well, they're called Kiltland. But either way, this guy, not wearing a kilt, but he was, in fact, working very hard. And sadly, 4 years ago at work, there was a bit of what they would call an accident, or other calling it a major accident, when 1.5 tons of glass fell onto his pelvis. Talking 3,000 pounds of glass fell onto his frickin' pelvis. And he suffered four injuries to his groin area, which included a fractured bone at the bottom of his spine, lacerations on both legs, suffered a blocked urethra, not to be confused with urethra Franklin. So he has a blocked urethra. So he was forced to have a major surgery to repair the urethra about 2 years ago, because obviously a blockage in the tube that you urinate through could be fatal. So they managed to solve the problem. But the operation left him with further complications, including struggling to get an erection. So they have unblocked the urethra, but now, much like someone who needs Viagra, he is suffering from erectile dysfunction. He ain't having it. So he schedules another surgery, and he has more surgery to fix that tissue, which involved inserting metal rods into his penis. James was told, hey, look, we did the surgery. It'll be successful. You should be able to get an erection again, but you're going to be sore for up to 8 weeks. So whatever you do, don't do anything stupid. Just wait for it to heal. It's been over 8 weeks, and he's had a permanent erection ever since then. You got a surgery because you had erectile dysfunction based on surgery that you had previous to that. So they do another surgery so that you can get an erection. He got an erection, and he still has the erection. He says, quote, I've got a permanent erection, and I'm in agony. I can't bear anything to touch it. I can't even wear clothes. It's a nightmare. So now this dude is walking around his apartment pantsless because he's in so much pain. He can no longer have his 9-year-old daughter visit his house, one, because he's pantsless, and also if anything even brushes it, and she's about that age, the forehead into it or something, it's too much pain. Even worse, apparently medics, they're refusing to visit his home to sort out this particular situation. So he says the staff at the surgery said he was off on holiday, wasn't another male doctor available to send out. But he says, surely male and female doctors, they can assess patients of the opposite sex daily. So the hospital will say, well, it was a woman that looked at him. He's saying, she's a doctor, it's my penis. There ain't a whole lot of math that goes with this. Nevertheless, they're not sure what they're going to do to solve the problem right now. He wants to sue, but more importantly, he wants to go flaccid again. So we'll keep an eye on this story for you, let you know how that holds out. On the flip side of that, they did say they'd give him a surgery so he could get an erection. They never said it would go away, and frankly, it hasn't.
That is
That is, think about this. You get your groin crushed by 3,000 pounds of glass. You get a surgery because, among your other problems, you had a blocked urethra. That's not, he dealt with that for 2 years. They do the surgery to get rid of your blocked urethra. You go home and you realize, hey, man, I can't get an erection. You schedule another surgery. They say, yes, you can get an erection. And he has one.
It's like you're asleep all day.
It really is. You know? It's like sleepwalking.
Right, exactly.
And he tried everything else before he went back for the second surgery?
Dude, he tried everything else. And the final result of his 1, 2, 3, 4 surgeries that he's been through is an erection that he's had for at least 8 weeks, presumably longer.
Have you ever walked into the door jam and not going to the bathroom?
Oh, God. And that's the thing. Keep in mind.
In the dark, it's a thing.
He's pantsless all the time.
Ugh. How does he get food?
Probably like delivery, and you do that weird thing when you open the door where they just see like your shoulder and your head.
Oh, hey.
You know, like, oh, are you the mate with the no pants on?
No, I got the banger. You just bring the mash.
I just need the mash.
That sounds horrible.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And that's why I'm drinking for him. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, it's Steve Throw Hogan to police everyone how Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Wesley. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello. Hola, bitchola.
Hola. All right there, Wesley. You understand how this here game is played.
Always.
Fantastic. As always, you have one of three stories to choose from. We have an oldie but a goodie we've been sitting on, in which case you would have to identify what did a 5-year-old child run into a burning home to save. He saved his sister, then he went back into the house to save something else. We also have a story about a man who was busted. He had an illegal marijuana grow, in which case, in that story, we'll be guessing the race slash ethnicity. And a new one this week, fresh story. In this case, I'll read you the story, and you will determine what it is the person that committed a hate crime hates about this person. Garden variety stuff. Black, female, gay, Muslim, all that regular stuff. So that's your choice. We have the hate crime edition, we have race ethnicity, and we have why did the kid run back into the burning home?
Let's go with the old vanilla race one.
Oh, yeah, because race is always vanilla.
White final answer, Wesley?
Yeah, vanilla. All right, in this case, the story, short and sweet, a man was arrested in West Point, California, after authorities discovered 440 pounds of illegal marijuana inside of a building. More than 1,400 marijuana plants were seized when deputies served a search warrant and found that a large shop building adjacent to a home had been turned into a grow house. The 36-year-old suspect, he was arrested there, and he's now facing illegal marijuana cultivation and other charges. He's being held at the Calaveras County Jail on a $100,000 bond. It's unclear whether or not he has an attorney, but anyway, the building had dangerous electrical modifications and was unsafe to occupy. That's according to the sheriff's office, and they say the first thing he did was fail the code compliance, which is part of what tipped him off to the grower operation. Either way, the guy's now in jail, and do you believe this guy that they arrested is black, white, Jewish, or Asian?
Ooh. I'm going to have to do a little quick consult with our racial profilers.
Racial consultants.
Consultants.
And that is why they're here. They're $150 an hour.
No big deal, though.
I'll write him a check.
Okay.
There you go.
My best friends call me Cash.
How much was the value of the product in there?
The value of the product... they don't put the value of the product, but again, it's 400 pounds of weed, 1,400 marijuana plants.
Where was it?
West Point, California. And I don't know where that is in the state of California.
Okay. So here's what I know, Wesley, about marijuana. Illegal marijuana manufacturing. You can either be compliant or you can not be compliant in the industry. Most of the people in California try to be somewhat compliant. But my theory, based on watching that Netflix special,
Murder Mountain,
is that most of the people, and not that they really need to do this in Northern California, because most of it, it's outdoor. All right. So this guy's got an indoor place, but there is some indoor manufacturing that goes up on there. up on that mountain in that area. And most of the people who don't want to be compliant are the old school guys who have been doing it for a number of years. So if you've been growing for a long time, you still don't want to comply with the government, your anti-government, because everyone else says, you know what, I'll go with this. We can still make a profit. It's not going to be nearly as much.
And it'll be illegal.
It's just, yeah, it's illegal. And then obviously the wiring being messed up, too. So I'm going to go old school as far as, I'm going to assume this is Northern California, not knowing.
Where the girls are warm.
And I'm going to say it's either going to be white or white.
What are the choices?
White or...
Black, white, Jewish, or Asian?
Huh. Yeah, I mean, it feels pretty white. I don't know. You know what? I'm going black on this one. I don't really have anything to go with it.
Just that it feels white, and therefore, it's so obviously white, I'm going to go black.
Well, I was going to go either white or Mexican, but Mexican isn't an option.
No, it is not an option.
So now I'm going black.
But I see where your racist ass goes.
Mm-hmm. And they set his bail at $100,000.
$100,000, yeah.
However, I will say this. Some of the best weed that I've ever smoked in my life was from a Jewish relative.
Does he grow it? He is the
guy. Well, he was the guy. He just never let you know that.
I have experienced some of this. And I don't think this guy does a lot of things well. I'll put it that way.
But
my limited experience. This is a guy that pooped on the side of your house. Or
not
your
my house.
House.
No.
Neighbor's
no,
house.
No. Some guy I don't even know. All right, Wesley. Ted's going to go black. I'm going to go white. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking I'm going to go with Ted Smith and go black. That's where my first inkling was, and I'm going to go black on this one.
I feel like you guys are the guys that, like, if what was the brothel you went to? Bunny Ranch.
The Bunny Ranch.
Like, if they
World
had a,
famous.
If they had a drive-through, you're like the guys that are indecisive. You want a black girl? You want to work it? Well, I don't know. I think I'm going to go black. You know, I'm going to go with Ted. You can make that two blacks and one white.
I was indecisive today. I had a taste of some fish. And they were like, would you like a sock or a bowl? And I was like, no, I'm good.
When did you get a bowl?
You know what? Because the taste of fish wasn't up to my level.
Oh wow. Look at you.
Oh, really? Okay.
Did not know. So discerning.
Wesley, you're going to stick with Ted, and you're going to go black. Final answer. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, we're going to find out if this guy is black, white, Jewish, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
I'm going
to
California on profile. This man arrested after police found a grow house and 400 pounds of weed. He was busted and is currently in jail.
Yeah, 1,400 individual plants. But Wesley, we asked you, did you believe that this guy with his illegal grow operation, is he black, white, Jewish, or Asian? Now, everyone seemed to hem and haw between black and white, and I want to say, Miles, you went white based on, what's the name of the show you watch?
Murder Mountain.
Murder Mountain. What a lovely name. And then, I feel like, by the way, if you add Mountain to the title of the show, probably white people.
I would guess so.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a show, Black Mountain Men, starring no one. And Ted, you went the other way, you went white.
I went black.
You went black?
Yeah, he went white.
That's right, right, right. Miles, you went white. Correct. Ted went black. Wesley went black, you agree with Ted, and you went black. And once you go black, you never go back.
No!
Oh, Wesley, I'm sorry. Miles?
Yes?
You are incorrect as well.
Okay.
It turns out that our illegal grow operation man, Asian.
Hmm. Yeah, California. Should have thought Asians.
No, you shouldn't have.
I mean, there's like a larger population of Asians, I feel like, on the West Coast than there is East Coast.
Absolutely. But I feel like with the grow operation, you definitely think white. And Ted, even though I made fun of you, I track with you on the, if Mexi were one of the options, probably would have been one of the two I consider.
Yeah.
But instead, it was Asian. Thank you, Jolly Joe, for sending that. Again, with the blurb, no effing way. <That's it.
laughs> Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Tan.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, Miles.
Yes.
Your choices today.
Oh, we have choices. I thought you guys said there was no choices. Oh, I misunderstood. There's choices today. What are
there is choices.
Okay.
Ted Smith.
All right.
Or writers.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
That's right. All these guys have teams of writers. They just happen to be on vacation this week. So it's up to you to figure out, is this a The Ted Smith original or a Mike Hawk funny?
No, writers.
Writer.
Writer. Oh, writer.
Writers.
Plural.
Writer. Yeah, there's a team of them.
Oh, there are. So there's more than one.
Mike is just the most prolific.
Okay, cool.
Have you guys saw this? But a porno was filmed at a Santa Monica public library and people are outraged. They filmed in a non-fiction section, They're like, fantasies on the other side of the end. You're going to have to take it out of here.
Mike Hawk. I'm sorry, writers.
Writers.
If writers, because I screwed it up. Sorry, writers.
Only one of them's upset.
This year marks 400 years since pilgrims landed at Plymouth Rock. When asked how they wanted to celebrate Plymouth Rock, the locals said, just skip it.
Writers.
Ted Smith.
Writers.
Writers. I figured you would go for the Northeast joke.
Oh. Anything, I do you enjoy skipping rocks, though.
And you know it's a small rock.
I do.
One thing about Plymouth Rock, you get there and you're like, hey, this is not a big rock.
No, I don't even want to see it now.
Right.
The price of wine keeps dropping, mainly because of a surplus of grapes in California. And one expert says right now we'll get the, quote, best wine retail values in 20 years. Or maybe it's just because Karen finally stopped drinking at work.
Ted Smith.
I'll say writers to throw us off.
Ted Smith!
Ooh!
Karen. I'm a big Shirley guy. He's a Karen guy.
I know. I thought he threw it over there to throw us off.
Karen's in everybody's lexicon.
Right. Karen puts the cranberries in otherwise decent chicken salad.
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
Big Shirley picks the cranberries out of the chicken salad and eats it. I think those are the people we're speaking of.
Yeah. Big Shirley only likes two kinds of salad. Chicken and potato.
Potato, right. I'm going to need a salad diet.
Right.
I don't understand why it's not working.
Egg salad, shrimp salad.
Hungry girl?
Macaroni all right. salad.
Some scientists say that it's possible that aliens have already landed here. We just don't recognize them. Said aliens. Exactly, earthlings.
Lee Ted Smith.
Yeah, Lee Ted Smith.
Damn, how'd you know?
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know. I feel like earthling was my tip. Mm.
I thought that one felt a little nerdy.
It did,
so
but
it'd be
earthling.
More Mike.
But Mike would say humans or people of Earth. I feel like earthling, that was you.
All right, let's get a rewrite. The price of wine continues to drop due to the surplus of grapes in California. Nobody knows how far it'll drop, but the price is more lower than they used to be.
Lee Ted Smith.
Writers.
Writer.
Ah, that's a good one, Mike. I like it.
All right, sorry, Mike. You had that written first.
It was a pun.
Merlower.
It was a pun.
Yeah, and then I switched it up with the Karen joke.
Merlower. I dig it.
I wasn't even sure how to say it.
Were you like Merlot?
Well, I guess you're right, Merlot. Yeah, it's spelt Merlot.
Yes, it is. Like escargots. Going to have some Marlott and escargots. They rhyme.
Hey, Garcon, give me a filet mignon, a bottle of Dom Perignon, and escargots.
Yeah.
I see you're Somalian. Sir, I'm a sommelier.
Yeah, give me that Dom Perignon.
Pinot Grigio. I need that. Constance Wu. Constance Wu. You guys know her.
I do know her. Yes. All right. Took me a second.
She's a pretty famous actress, Fresh Off the Boat, Crazy Rich Asians, which I highly recommend people watch. Mm-hmm. Good rom-com.
Is that good?
It's a rom-com. Not for you.
Okay. Thank you.
If you're going to watch a rom-com, I'd suggest that one.
Okay. If I have to watch a rom-com, that's the one to watch.
Yeah.
That is solid. Thank you.
Yeah, I think Awkwafina, she's in that one, too. So Constance Wu, Constance Wu, she was in Hustlers, a movie about strip clubs.
Mm-hmm.
All right. She was on the Kelly Clarkson show yesterday and she said, quote, "I went undercover. I gave lap dances to strangers. I made 600 on my first night."
Damn.
She had a quote, "I put fake tattoos on my neck, changed my hair. You can't duplicate the first time you walk into a club and say, hey, I'd like to have a job here. Then you go to work that night."
Yeah, that's very cool. I'm sure that some of the regular clientele were like, hey,
all right,
somebody new.
Well, yes, Miles, you're exactly right, because there is a certain sect of strip club people. That is their whole thing.
What, yeah, check out the that's why she should do well on her first night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like the debut night of anything.
Her looks help.
I think being a super local at a strip club also depends on the town you're in. Like, again, if you live in the state of Washington, there's no alcohol in the strip clubs.
Right.
So that's creepier to me. At least if you're like Portland or Atlanta or Miami, these areas that are famous for strip clubs and you're drinking and having a good time, I can go, all right, I wouldn't do it. I enjoy them. I don't know that I want to be a regular at one.
Yeah, you don't hear a lot of people going like, going to Seattle for my bachelor party.
Yeah, people ask me. I'm like,
no. Portland.
If you want to look at breweries and eat good food and see the mountains.
I said a bachelor party.
Yeah.
All right. That's a honeymoon.
That's a weekend with your girl.
This is with the fellas. It's different.
Did you guys watch any of the NBA All-Star game?
Yes.
Yeah.
I watched most of the stuff leading up to it, which I thought was really good. Slam dunk contest was good. The celebrity All-Star game kicks off. It's awesome.
Did you agree with the slam dunk contest controversy? I did not see until SportsCenter later that night, because no offense, I was watching XFL football. So it starts trending, right? So I'm like, no, what happened? You always assume the worst when something starts trending, right? Even though it's the slam dunk contest, right? What happened? So I'm watching ESPN. And look, it could go either way, but as I'm watching it, I didn't realize how they graded the slam dunk contest, right?
So basically, it's an aggregate, a 10.
But it's an aggregate score. So you get, there's four different times you're scored, if I get this right. And of course, 10 is the highest you can get, whatever it was. But the guy that should have won, and I say this is not my opinion on this. Now, most people's opinion was that the guy should have won, right? And they're showing the dunks of both of these guys did. And I'm like, look, they're all 10s to me, bro. I can't. They were sick. But at the end, so they had the celebrity judges there. And the celebrity judges admitted after the fact, after you've awarded the trophy to the other guy, they miscalculated their math. So
that's brutal.
Right. Their intent was, for the guy that lost of the final two, he was the guy who they had planned to win, but they got their math wrong. So at the end of this contest, when they held up the numbers, that's what's recorded. So he lost by like a point or something like that.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, so people are freaking out going, how did he not win? And then the judges finally had to fess up like, well, he was supposed to do it. We're bad at math.
Yeah, I mean,
talking to you, Common.
I've done, right, that's the other thing. I've done it a couple times. I would be very hard-pressed to judge anything again.
Well, especially something like that where people see it. And again, what these guys do, like, I have no business judging your slam dunk when you're slam dunking like that. Like, you're asking me, 10? 10? Did he make it? 10?
Well,
it doesn't matter
too,
what
like,
you do.
For the slam dunk contest, like, sometimes you start out, I don't know, it's just one of those things. They either start out giving out all 10s.
Right.
Or they're much stricter in, you know, not giving out number or big numbers. But then by the end, it's like, well, somebody's got to get a 10.
Somebody's got to get a 10.
It's all kind of based on what everyone else does around you.
Right.
Whether it's gymnastics, whether it's boxing, whatever it is, it just seems like there's a communal idea of how this is going to go down. Are the refs going to let them play this time? Are they not, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and just, I'm just telling you, man, don't judge a contest. It sounds fun. Maybe they hook you up with something, but then you got to talk to people that were in the contest, and it's weird. It's hard to say, like, there's no polite way to say, I just didn't enjoy you tonight.
It takes us back to the greatest story never told. We're talking about judging a bikini contest. And again, I'm not in a position to judge. They were all 10s to me, but that's not what you can answer. Sorry, I just had to take that aside.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. This is actually really sad news. So Price is Right has been... sad. Price is Right has canceled tapings this week because Drew Carey's ex-fiance was murdered over the weekend. She was a well-known therapist in Hollywood.
Sex therapist, specifically.
Yeah. But, I mean, basically it sounds like the, not Drew Carey, but the other ex threw her off a third-floor balcony.
That's the understanding that people have. Correct, yeah. And then Robin told me earlier today that, I believe it was Robin anyway, that the woman who ended up being murdered had tried on two separate attempts to get a restraining order against the guy. And now we understand why, but, you know, too little too late.
Yeah. Obviously, that's just a sad story to begin with. It looks like, I assume Drew and her were on...
They were on decent terms.
Obviously, you know, he's pretty broken up about it. I mean, that's the thing.
Of course.
You maybe break up with somebody, like, you still spent that time with them.
And then did you hear what Wendy Williams had to say about it?
Unfortunately, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wendy Williams made a very terrible joke about a Price is Right reference about her falling off a balcony.
She has been on a roll of not cool things to come out of your mouth lately.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. It's bad.
I don't think that helps her ratings during the day either.
I just don't know why you would make that joke. Not the time.
Right. The thing is, look, certain things happen and they're tragedies and everyone recognizes it as a tragedy. But we're also human beings. So you recognize the jokes are going to stick to it. Some things definitely get the exception where you don't hear them. But you sit on it. Right. The Space Shuttle Challenger went up and the thing exploded. And at that time, it was very heavy on the hearts of everyone in the U.S., man. This was our shuttle program. This was an important thing we're doing. We're the best in the world. That it went on. So the joke about why can't NASA, or why does NASA only drink Sprite? Because it can't get 7-Up. Now, the joke was there the next day. No one said it for about 4 months. What color were Christy McCullough's eyes? They were blue. One blue this way, one blue.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, seriously. But you sat on that. Nobody cracked those jokes for a little while. So Wendy Williams, it's like, look, man, in retrospect, people make fun of anything, right? But you got to wait. You got to wait for people to heal first.
And Wendy Williams she says it, and her audience just is like people are just like, oh.
Yeah, because your audience aren't scumbags.
Right.
Your audience are still normal people. You know, they like you for whatever
reason. This is also a person that was a... You know, there for people who had been through domestic violence, abuse, all those things, and she had suffered from it as well, obviously. So that's why she had a restraining order against this guy. Like, it goes back to 2011, this restraining order.
Yeah.
And then there was another one in 2013, and apparently what happened was, he's a Hollywood guy to some degree. They ran into each other at a party, and this kind of re-triggered this guy, and he started stalking her again. So she put in another one of these things. And obviously, you know, I mean... You can't have a police officer outside of everyone's house that has a restraining order knowing right. when someone's going to come and do something. But, I mean, she did her best to try to protect herself, and it just wasn't enough. That's just not enough. I mean, I don't know what you do. You sit there and barricade the door and have a gun at all times. I mean, you can't go through your life like that.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's a terrible story. But, yeah.
So it's not joking. You know, you can't joke about that.
All right. On a much lighter note, let's talk about the 10 best TV shows of the decade.
All right.
I think most of these shows, you guys, I take that back. There's a few on here you would know. There's one on here I have no idea what it is. But we'll start at number 10, Better Things on FX.
Better Things. I don't know it.
I don't know that one much either.
I don't have FX.
You have cable, right? No, you don't have cable. Do you have cable? You don't have cable. So what channels do you get? About how many channels do you get?
About 40.
40? I'm going to tell you this, though. You should get FX. It's actually one of the better networks out there, man.
Next on the list, also from FX, is Atlanta. I think Atlanta, have either... Right, you haven't
no, watched Miles it. Doesn't have FX.
That's my sister's favorite show.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
She has great taste.
Yeah, she legitimately looks forward to that show.
I mean, Atlanta's awesome.
Yeah, she's hooked.
It's been forever, but I think season 3 is coming out this spring or something. So, yeah, I guess that guy's been a little busy with his singing, rapping career and all that stuff.
Well, you know, being able to do everything.
Right. Childish.
HBO, The Leftovers.
I watched a couple episodes of that. It was not a bad show, and it appeals to the kinds of things I like to watch. It was just a little too slow. General premise is this. And what I like about it is they don't investigate why this happened. It's just, we wake up tomorrow, and about 50% of the population's gone.
All right.
Like, they're not dead. They're just gone. They are missing. They're not.
Hmm.
But you still got to go into work, because we got to talk about, like, hey, welcome to the men's room with Robin and Mike, we don't know what happened to everybody else, and everyone's going through this. So the show,
oh, I'd still be here.
The show followed. Now you're one of the goes.
Nope. I think they got
the difference is you're murdered because I killed you before. I
think they were all redistributed.
Yes, they were redistributed.
Pretty
yes.
sure that's the new term.
The Clear Channel way.
Yeah.
Worked.
Yeah.
This list, by the way, was put together by the Hollywood Reporter.
They don't know what they're talking about.
Halt and Catch Fire on AMC.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, I don't know that one. Now, Netflix, BoJack Horseman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, that goes to a different level.
I have not watched that show yet, and I know I should. I know I'm going to like that show. I just haven't done it yet.
That's one of those shows where my kids get stoned with their friends and giggle when they're hanging out together.
BoJack Horseman, I say this all the time. The first few seasons are awesome. Then there's a couple of really serious ones.
They get dark.
Yeah, I've heard it's gotten back to being a little more lighthearted. But okay. Yeah, there's a couple in there where I was just like, oh, like you know what I mean? Like, I put on a comedy.
And like, it's a cartoon, and you're still like,
now it's getting dark.
Right, you know, he's got this thing with his mom, and then like, it was just like, oh, God.
I heard he's hung like a horse.
Well, the best character on that show is Mr. Peanut Butter. Let's see, 30 for 30 on ESPN. I love those 30 for 30s. The Michael Vick one is awesome. You should. I recommend it to everybody. I've recommended it to people. I know a lot of people have strong feelings on Mr. Vick because of their love of animals and everything. Watch that special on him. I think that would it would just go a long way to understand what was going on there and all the good stuff he's done since then, working with Humane Society and everything else.
Working with the banks.
Yeah, he paid back every dime. He didn't have to.
Yeah, he did.
Breaking Bad on AMC. Obviously, we all remember Breaking Bad, monster show. Next on the list, they had Mad Men from AMC. Again, another massive show. I was thinking about getting into that one.
I might. I've heard a lot about it, obviously. Everything I've heard about it has been very positive. But at no point, when anyone's explaining what it is, does it seem like it will appeal to me. Which is not necessarily true, but I'm just like, I'm sure it's good. I have no interest in seeing it.
The top two are Rectify and then Parks and Recs on NBC.
Wow.
So what would you say is your favorite show of the last decade? So the last 10 years, what's the show you've watched that got you most excited to go home and watch it?
Honestly, I mean, does it have to start in this decade or can it just be a part of it?
Just a part of it. I mean, for me, honestly, it was Game of Thrones. And like all of us, you heard about it every day. People obsessed about the show. They went on and on and on to the point I got sick of hearing about it. I read headlines. I never read a story about it. But every day, like on national news, there were headlines. Finally, when that show ended, I'm like, well, I'll give it a shot.
Lately,
and like I said, when you push a child out of a window because he caught you having sex with your sister, I'm like, I think I'm going to like this show. And it was awesome.
I love the morning show. I think that's a great show.
All right.
Watching that lately. I would say Curb Your Enthusiasm as far as the overall decade. I'm a comedy guy.
Yeah.
So as far as sitcoms go, that seems to be my wheelhouse in the Seinfeld way. So that's the one I really get fired up when it comes out.
Yeah, I think lately my two favorite shows have been Narcos and Rick and Morty.
Ooh, also John Oliver.
Yeah.
John Oliver's solid.
You know?
John Oliver's solid. There's just, even if you agree or disagree, there's just a certain point where, I'm just tired of hearing and talking politics.
No, absolutely.
Yeah,
couldn't agree more.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
Right, here we go. Pittsburgh woman faces charges after letting grandchildren smoke the devil's lettuce.
Oops.
Meanwhile, a man kidnaps a woman and makes her watch the miniseries Roots, which he wanted to discuss. Good news for drivers in Ontario, where the new license plates are virtually unreadable at night. A woman is mad. Parents canceled her cell phone, so she calls 911 to put up a fight. An Indiana man with crime pays tattoo is arrested again. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, top story. We head to the Great White North, where Ontario is having some issues with their new license plates. They recently changed the look of their plates from the usual white back with blue characters to a blue back with white characters. This has led to some criticism from the locals, including some on the police force. One even posted a photo on social media of a car with the new plate, which shows the main issue. The plates are rather difficult to read in the nighttime.
That's their problem. They're going to have to fix it.
That's a bit of an issue, yeah. Others in law enforcement have come out to say that it's merely something to get used to and they don't have much of an issue reading the new plates. Even if, yeah, you have, you know, just muscle through it a little bit, I still say that that's too much of an inconvenience. You need to be able to run that thing as soon as you can.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
So, maybe switch that one up.
I like it.
Well, of course you
well,
do.
Well, I do, yeah.
I'm with you, right?
I mean, the red light camera can't pick that up?
You bet.
Story I heard about the red, not a red light camera, it was a speed camera, okay? So, there was a guy in Arizona years and years and years ago. And every day at the same time, it's part of his rush hour commute. This guy, I mean, and he's blowing through the camera. And the idea of the camera is like, look, you keep doing it. We have your license plate, but you see the image of the person driving the car. It's a crystal clear image. Anyway, they finally send a ticket to this guy. And he goes to court and fights it. And the judge says, look, dude, you've been caught. I mean, like every morning, 5 days a week for about 6 months, you keep driving through here at extreme speeds. Like you owe us this money. All he said was, Your Honor, you have photographic evidence that my car has done this. I cannot guarantee I was driving. Take a look at the picture. This dude wore a gorilla mask.
Yes.
Every day. And the thing is, they ended up having to let him off.
Right.
Because they could not prove it was him. It's like, maybe somebody stole my car and brought it back. I don't know.
No idea.
Right? They're crazy.
Playing it to the end.
Every day.
Just borrowing it. In other news, in Pittsburgh, a woman has found herself in some hot water for being the cool grandma. A video that was posted on social media shows the woman's grandchildren taking a video of themselves smoking marijuana.
Marijuana?
How old are the kids?
The kids are in the video are 11 and 12 years old.
Jeez.
Okay. Yeah, that's
okay,
a problem.
Okay, that's the issue.
And were supplied the marijuana by the grandmother, who can later be heard warning the children that she told them not to play with the cameras while they were smoking the weed. The woman is now facing charges.
Yeah.
Yeah, 11 and 12, smoking pot.
Man,
that's
oh man.
That's not okay.
No, it's not.
It's not okay. But again, when you are in situations where nothing should be recorded, do not record it.
Right.
We used to have a guy that we worked with, and we've all gotten older and a little more run down now. But at the time, dude, we went pretty hard, right? So we did these big station events, and everyone is just throwing down and doing stuff. And there's one dude that worked here that always like, I almost imitated their voice, that big giveaway, would break up the camera and say things like, I know he's going to post it to social media was the idea. Like, hey, check out what happens backstage. And it's like, I'm going to take your phone. I'm going to break it. You don't record anything that happens back
here. How old were you when you had your first beer with your dad?
When I actually had a first beer with my dad, it was probably 16.
Okay, I was 12, Ted.
Yeah, like 14.
They're about the same, 15, 16. Yeah,
we didn't video it.
Because then dad goes to jail.
Yeah,
I know.
And that plays a large part in the lack. So thank God we didn't have that technology.
Right.
This is the best way to put it.
I mean, I was somewhere recently where, like, somebody younger, just in their early 20s, pulled out their phone. And, like, the uncle had to be like, put your phones away.
Right. 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 Just not and I are going to do some cocaine.
Not with this group of people in here.
Right. Not going to happen. He's back again. A man was arrested after he fled police while in the possession of methamphetamine. Now, this is nothing out of the ordinary, except for the subject of this story had already made headlines some months ago for committing similar crimes and being arrested with the ironic tattoo on his forehead that reads, crime pays.
Yeah, for police that live where you are because you're stupid enough to let them know you're doing stuff.
After this recent arrest, the charge of maintaining a common nuisance was tagged onto his record.
In other words, we're getting sick of you.
Here they call that just downtown Seattle. You've been arrested 74 times.
We're going to let you back out.
Hey, man, go down to third. Hang out.
I wonder if this is a government-mandated tattoo, that this guy had to put crime pays on his forehead just because he's been arrested so many freaking times.
Government-mandated tattoo.
That's right.
Wow.
That's what I'm calling for, man. I'm saying it right now. He was forced to get that tattoo.
How many arrests do you get? And so the government says, all right, look, if you are a repeat offender, you are so stupid, you keep doing the same crap over, and you're not stupid because you keep doing it. You're stupid because you keep getting caught.
Right.
That's the difference. How many of the same crime do you commit before you get crime pays tattooed on your forehead?
Three.
Yeah.
Three. So you get a DUI across your tattoo.
But wait. Do you get it the fourth time you did it, or you get it after your third arrest.
After your third time doing the
third
same
time,
offense.
Right. Sure.
And then every time
you get three strikes and then it's tattooed on your forehead.
I can't
right.
stop drinking and driving.
Exactly. Shoplifter.
And then every time we add a little bit more to that tattoo. So exactly. if you have a really yeah. intricate DUI tattoo, your ass drives drunk too.
Dead parent.
Too much. Oh. A woman was arrested for misuse of the 911 system. She repeatedly called the emergency line after her parents shut off her cell phone and refused to turn it back on.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Police were patient with the woman for the first couple of times that she called, but after multiple calls claiming that it was a legitimate issue, the 36-year-old woman was arrested.
36-year-old.
And her parents own her phone. And you will never guess where this woman child comes from.
Ohio.
Correct.
Oh,
you gotta be kidding me.
Is your final
it was
year
finally Ohio?
I was waiting for you, Ted.
I was like, I'm not gonna say it this time because I don't want to get in trouble. Should say Florida. And it was finally Ohio.
36 years old and you haven't cut the umbilical cord.
Right.
They're finally trying.
And you're calling the cops on your parents
All
for it.
Parents love their kids. They try to do as much for them as they possibly can. But at 36, you're like, dude, I'm not paying for your phone anymore.
Right.
You can handle this.
We go to Iowa where a man was arrested for trying to combat racism. The man is alleged to have held his roommate against her will and forcing her to watch Roots so that she could, quote, better understand her racism. Whenever the woman tried to move, the man would threaten to for her to stay put or else he would kill her. Police were called. This has happened multiple times. That's it for headlines with that. Mike Hogg is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for Who Sucks Less, and we'll drink and tell us with a shot of the day.
Yeah. You know, I mean, watch Roots. It's good, but...
She made him watch Hee-Haw.
Not against your... We be all up out this bitch. Until tomorrow, do what you do best, and for Aletha's sake... Stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.